Extremities will arise with the sunrise. Plainly seen, observe all nerves with my third eye. It's the simple day things in which like rain brings meaning much in which like the term bring the pain means. Extremities will arise with the sunrise. Plainly seen, observe all nerves with my third eye. It's the simple day things in which like rain brings meaning much in which like the term bring the pain means.
A massive, massive tune from Damn Native. Man, welcome. Oof. Morena, Danny, how's it going, brother?
Johnny, big morena to you, my brother, and thanks for having me on. You know, it's so cool to be here because BFM holds a special place in my heart with, I'm sure, a lot of artists, a lot of people, because, you know, all of the artists, the DJs, I've had many experiences at that place, the parties, the gigs, and our lifelong friendships that last to this day. BFM, you know, have shown me mad love, not just Damn Native, of course, all artists have shown mad love to us, and, you know, I'm forever indebted to you, and it's so cool. I've been a minute, and, you know, thank you for your total, man, over the years. It's never stopped, and it's a blessing to be here talking to you today, Johnny, for sure. Great. Thank you.
Ka pai, brother. Man, great moment today. Obviously, Kaupapa Driven Rhymes Uplifted is getting a reissue. It's had a remaster and is getting pushed out on vinyl for the very first time. How does it feel to have the record having a reissue, a re-release?
Johnny, it's a blessing, my friend. Look, first and foremost, all praise is due to my higher power. Peace be upon that. And the main thing about this record that I want to get across is that I have to thank the people of Aotearoa and a lot of people around the world who have shown mad love since day one, since the inception of this album in 1997, since it was released to this day. I have had nothing but absolute aroha towards this album. And for that, I'm forever indebted for that. I'm ever grateful because it has enhanced my life somewhat. And, you know, the people involved with this record, you know, Zane Lowe, my crew, Damn Native, Damn Breakers, DAF, you know what it is. I love you guys. To the people of that era, what we call the 90s, the golden era of New Zealand hip-hop, not just in New Zealand, but globally is considered the golden era. And it's a blessing to be a part of that and to be able to contribute to that. And to all the crews of that day, not just the hip-hop crews, who are still friends, a lot of them, are friends for life. You know, the relationships I made in those times are still here today. And so those people, you know, much love to you all. Not just hip-hop people, but all the industry people and all of the other artists at that time. It was the golden era of hip-hop music. You know, I met a lot of people, did a lot of things, a lot of cool experiences, and that's what that album represents, man. And so it's a special time. On top of that, you know, Johnny, look, it's made me – I call this album the album that just keeps on giving because it made me pull the trigger on my new album. I'm going to come back at you and get back at you next Friday because – I've got a new album and I'm going to drop the first single off it next Friday. I would like to share that with you guys. And so it's a lot of emotions, a lot of blessings because of, you know, it's built a lot of great relationships that last to this day, you know. Excellent. It's not just about the record, man.
Well, what was your vision for the album at the time for Kaupapa Driven Rhymes Uplifted? And what do you think contributed to its lasting impact in Aotearoa and the hip-hop scene here?
Well, you know, Johnny, it's a good question because I grew up, I was born in 1971. So you've got to look at the social and the political times of when I grew up. So the 70s and the 80s, I'll talk to 2 points about that. You know, we had Muldoonism, and, you know, I didn't understand any politics or anything, but, you know, I hear my grandparents, my parents talking about politics a lot. So you had that. And then you had, there was like a social renaissance for the Māori world, you know. There was the resurgence of all the freedom fighters and the great mahi done with Kohanga Reo, and we had Bastion Point, the Land March, Whina Kupa. We had, you know, the Polynesian Panthers, well, Ilohaia and Hone Haruere, all that. Like, a lot of freedom fighters, a lot of things were, I call it the renaissance, you know, the resurgence of Tāmoko, With all the beginning of the Renaissance was in the 70s. And while I was too young to understand it or anything, or be a part of it, of course, you know, kids are like sponges. So when the 90s hit, I'm an obsessed hip-hop kid because the first wave of hip-hop that hit in Aotearoa was dancing. I still dance today. You know, we called it the bop back then. It wasn't even called hip-hop, breaking, etc. It was huge in Aotearoa. People know what I'm talking about of my age. We had the bop Olympics, etc. So cut a long story short, I'm an obsessed, young hip-hop freak. Now, as I came to a teenager, a young adult, 18, 19, 20, you know, my journey of Te Ao Māori started, where I took a deep dive, and it hasn't stopped to this day, about our culture, about our history, everything Māori. So when they collided, you've got a learner of Māori and an obsessed hip-hop freak, kaupapa-driven, that's where it comes from. You know, the obsession of hip-hop that I had and still have today, and the learning of Te Ao Māori, the Māori world, which I still have today in abundance, it was the collision of those two things, and that's how we have Kaupapa Driven Rhymes Uplifted. I can look back at that album now today, and I can say, you know, our tūpuna wrote that album. I just held the pen, man.
Right. Can you share any behind-the-scenes stories or memories from the original recording sessions?
Okay, one that sticks out there, one that pops out of my mind straight away that just, as you asked that question, is we're in the studio, it's over at the lab, when the lab was in Simon Street behind Kurt's Lounge. And I go in there to record Behold My Cool Style. It's me, Zane Lowe. Zane Lowe, my man, good friend of mine, great guy. We all know Zane Lowe, man. He don't need no introductions, man, for sure. And I go in there, there's me and Zane and Emmanuel Bundy, another great friend of mine. See, there's another all good relationships that I still have to this day, a legend in the game, you know, Emmanuel Bundy. And so we're thinking, oh, we'll have a scratch here at the end of Behold My Cool Style, sweet ass. And no shit, man. What you hear on the record, Emmanuel Bundy, one take, man. I try and be a turntablist, but I'm not really. I try and be a DJ, but I'm not really. And I've got turntables, that doesn't make me a DJ. But my goodness, it blew my mind, man, what he did. Absolutely blew my mind. Me and Zane were just staring at each other, just our mouths open, going, what the hell just happened? And that was it. What you hear on the record, on the song, that was it. We all looked at each other and said, I mean, fuck, I need a drink, man.
Yeah.
What did I just see? Yeah. What did I just see? And that sticks out to me, man. Manuel the man.
So good. Now, what themes or messages in Kaupapa Driven Rhymes Uplifted do you think are particularly relevant today?
All of it. All of it. You know, especially, you know, for me, that album and all of the artistry that I do is to uphold the mana of Aotearoa, man. It's to uphold the mana of damn native. I love this country so much. I love all the people in it. You know, I've traveled a bit. And it was great. The world is great. My travels were great, but it's nothing like home. This country is the greatest country on earth. So the love and care I have for this country, you know, and the problems we have our problems. You know, that's the theme. Love and care of this country, man. That's the theme of, and the love for your country and the people in it will never die. If you're that way inclined like me, never die. So everything you, as an artist, everything you make will have a foundational theme. I love this country. I love the people in it. My goodness. Blessed to be in this country. You just watch the news at night. Give it 10 minutes. And I go, I don't even watch the news, but, you know, you soon realize what we have here, man. You know,
yes.
And as I've gotten older, that is the theme of the album.
And what do you hope listeners take away from the reissue?
Look, you know, what I hope and what happens are two different things.
Yes.
You know,
yes. Yep.
You know, they're two different things. And the way it's gone since 1997, people can think whatever they like, man, because the absolute aroha that I've received on a weekly, monthly, we're talking years, we're talking decades now that I've received, you know, and it's blown away all my expectations. Absolutely blown away all my expectations of what people get out of this album. I hope they enjoy it, of course, and I hope they get something out of it. And, you know, just the normal things I hope that any artist has for their work. I hope all those things. And I'm pretty sure it's going to keep happening because it's all ramped up, you know, with the reissue.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
It's all ramped up, man, and I'm just so grateful, man. I'm just blown away, man.
Now, you're going to be at Flying Out tonight, right?
Yes, 4 o'clock. We start re-release celebration. You know, a bit of food there, have a drink. Slave's going to be on the decks. You know, Slave should be paying fucking rent up at BFM, man. Yeah? Kick that fella out, man. Same with Stinky Jim, same with Dumbhead.
Yeah.
Kick those fellas out, man.
Yeah.
Far out.
Yeah.
They're my people. They're my people, man.
Yeah.
So at 4 o'clock till 7, come down. Listen to some tunes, you know. Obviously the record's going to be available there, but I'll have everything up on my website next week, which we'll talk about in a sec. But 4 till 7, Flying Out Records, Pitt Street, today. Come down and say hello.
Grab the reissue on vinyl for the first time
for
ever.
Sure.
And was there any sort of parting words for us, Danny?
Yes. Once again, thank you to all the people. You know, you made this record what it was, not me. Me just standing, me and my crew just standing there with a record. It's just me and my crew standing there with a record. You people made it what it is, man. And I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. The other thing I want to say, the record that just keeps on giving, this record, because it's made me pull the trigger on my new album.
Yes, tell us more. New album in a week's time, first single dropping in a week. Was that right? Oh, we might have lost them. Oh, hang on. We might have had a dropout.
Oh.
Here we go. You've come back, mate.
Oh,
You just dropped out there. You're back.
No problem. So Language of the Heart, my new album, and I'll say Co-Papa Driven Rhymes Uplifted is an album that just keeps on giving because it made me pull the trigger. I got a lot of music in my studio, but it just stays in my hard drive, does nothing. So with this reissue, it made me pull the trigger on this new album, Language of the Heart. The first single is called Drama. I've just got it mixed and mastered for my man, Chris Chetlin of Cog Studios, another legend.
Sure.
My man. And so next Friday, I'm putting that out. And I want to celebrate with you guys because my love for BFM. And, man, more fire, same as usual. Uphold the mana of damn native, uphold the mana of Aotearoa.
Kapai. Hey, Danny, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. I was going to go.
Thank you, Johnny.
Going to go out on another track off Co-Papa Driven Rhymes Uplifted. Is Battle Styles work for you?
Brilliant. My man.
All right, brother. Tonight, people, 4 p.m., you can head along to Flying Out, just to reiterate once again. And catch up with Slave
for sure.
And Danny, or otherwise just head to your nearest record store and grab a copy on vinyl. Cheers, brother.
Thank you so much, brother. Go
I know they know the truth. They call us battlers, the great warriors, systematic battlers.